Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. We're rerunning two episodes today. Enjoy the show. Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. The day was June 27th, 1912. Eustace Edward Ricardo Braithwaite was born in Georgetown, British Guiana, now Guyana, to Charles Eduardo and Elizabeth Martha Braithwaite. Braithwaite is best remembered for his book, To Sir With Love, a memoir about teaching in the East End working-class district of London. Braithwaite was a teacher, a pilot, a social worker, and a diplomat, and his writing addressed racism and discrimination. Both of his parents graduated from Oxford University, his mother with a degree in history and his father with a degree in engineering. His father was a gold and diamond miner. Braithwaite grew up as a part of the emerging Black middle class in British Guyana. He attended Queen's College in Guyana, a notable high school. And in 1940, Braithwaite began studying at the City College of New York. He worked at an oil refinery in Aruba, then moved to Britain. But soon he joined the Royal Air Force, where he served as a pilot during World War II. After the war ended, Braithwaite went on to attend the University of Cambridge, where he got his master's degree in physics in 1949. Braithwaite was planning on pursuing his career in engineering once he graduated, but he had a lot of trouble finding work, as employers were rejecting him because of his race. He said in his autobiographical book, Reluctant Neighbors, "Making plans on the half-realized dream of achievement as a physicist, dreaming, then the bitterness of seeing the dream whittled away, bit by bit, day by day, into weeks and months, until the only place on the whole arid horizon was a mangy schoolhouse beside a bomb-racked, rotting graveyard in a smelly classroom with 46 foul-mouthed youngsters, white English youngsters." After striking out on getting a job in engineering, he took a teaching position at a school in the East End of London. Britain was still recovering from the devastation the war had caused, and the East End was seriously affected by poverty, crime, overcrowding, dangerous working conditions, and poor sanitation. Most of Braithwaite's students were white, and he was the only Black teacher on the faculty at St. George's. The school was progressive, but the students were unruly, and Braithwaite faced many difficulties there. Still, he grew to love teaching at the school. His experiences at the school inspired him to write the book To Sir With Love, which was published in 1959. The book is about Ricky Braithwaite, a Guyanese teacher in London's East End. In the book, Ricky struggles to encourage the undisciplined working-class students and gets feelings for a white teacher. To Sir With Love tackled issues of race and class in London, and it was adapted into a movie starring Sidney Poitier in 1967. In 1958, Braithwaite left his teaching position and began working as a welfare consultant with the London County Council, specializing in working with immigrant families from the Caribbean. His experience in this job led to his second book, Paid Servant, a report about welfare work in London, which was first published in 1962. Paid Servant is about his experiences in finding foster homes for children of color. Braithwaite wrote more books over the course of his life, including A Kind of Homecoming, which is a memoir about his journey to West Africa, Choice of Straws, which is a mystery novel, and Reluctant Neighbors, a book about a black man and a white man who interact on a train ride. Braithwaite's book, Honorary White, A Visit to South Africa, talks about the relationships between blacks and whites in South Africa. He wrote it after the ban on his books was lifted in the country, and he visited South Africa as a so-called honorary white, which granted him more privilege than black people there. But beyond his writing, Braithwaite was also a diplomat. He was a human rights officer for the World Veterans Federation, an education consultant to UNESCO in Paris, the first permanent representative of Guyana to the United Nations in New York, and Guyana's ambassador to Venezuela. He also taught at New York University and was a writer in residence at Florida State University and Howard University. After he turned 100 years old in 2012 and went back to Guyana, he was given the Cacique's Crown, the country's highest honor. He died in December of 2016. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Get more notes from history on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you have not yet listened to another show that I host called Unpopular, you can get it wherever you listen to This Day in History class. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex and then he's very vulnerable so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast that brings you a little nugget of history every day. The day was June 27th, 1844. Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism and leader of the Latter-day Saint movement, was murdered alongside his brother Hiram by an angry mob in Carthage, Illinois. At the time of their killing, they were incarcerated at Carthage Jail, awaiting trial for charges of treason, inciting riot, and destruction of the press. In March of 1830, Joseph published the Book of Mormon, which he claimed was a sacred text that contains writings of ancient prophets who lived on the American continent. In the book, Jesus Christ appears in the Americas not long after his resurrection. By the time of Smith's death 14 years later, the Latter-day Saint movement had tens of thousands of followers known as Mormons. In 1831, Smith proclaimed that God had designated Western Missouri as the place where Zion would gather in anticipation of Christ's second coming. This New Jerusalem was supposedly the city of independence in Jackson County, Missouri. During the 1830s, Smith sent out missionaries and published revelations, growing his follower base. The growing Mormon population in Missouri caused tensions and eventually episodes of violence with non-Mormon residents. In 1838, Mormons and non-Mormons went up against each other in the Missouri-Mormon War after they clashed in elections at Gallatin. In October of that year, Missouri Governor Lilburn Boggs issued Missouri Executive Order 44, also known as the Mormon Extermination Order. He said that, quote, "The Mormons must be treated as enemies and must be exterminated or driven from the state if necessary for the public peace. Their outrages are beyond all description." Mormons were subsequently expelled from the state of Missouri, and Smith and the Mormons moved to Illinois, finding a new home at Nauvoo. By 1844, several people who were dissatisfied with Smith had left the LDS Church. Along with some non-Mormons in the Nauvoo area, they founded the Nauvoo Expositor, a newspaper that published a single issue on June 7th. The paper criticized Smith for practicing polygamy and claimed that he had tried to marry other people's wives. Smith and the Nauvoo City Council declared the paper a public nuisance and had the Expositor and its printing press destroyed. The destruction of the Expositor led to a huge uproar against the LDS. People made violent threats against Smith and his followers. Many had already denounced Smith for acting as if he were above the law, but critics sought legal charges against Smith for destruction of the press, including charges of treason and inciting riot. Warrants went out for Smith's arrest. On June 18th, Smith declared martial law and called on the Nauvoo Legion, a city militia. But after briefly fleeing into Iowa territory, Smith returned and surrendered. The Smith brothers were transported to Carthage, the seat of Hancock County, where they were immediately charged with treason against the state of Illinois for declaring martial law in Nauvoo. Joseph, Hiram, and some of their friends were put in a second-story cell at the Carthage jail and held there until they could be tried. An anti-Mormon local militia called the Carthage Greys was assigned to protect the Smiths. There were reports of several threats being made against Smith by militia members, but the governor dismissed them. And on the afternoon of June 27, 1844, a mob of between 100 and 200 armed men stormed the Carthage jail, their faces painted black with gunpowder. A mob member fired a shot through the door, striking Hiram in the face and killing him. Smith used a pistol that was smuggled to him to shoot his attackers, reportedly wounding some of them. Smith then made his way to the window, at which point he was shot several times from the doorway and from outside the window. He fell to the ground outside the jail. There are conflicting reports on whether Smith was dead when he hit the ground or died shortly thereafter, but the mob soon dispersed. John Taylor and Willard Richards, other Mormons targeted in the attack, survived. Joseph and Hiram were buried in Nauvoo. Mormons condemned Governor Ford for neglecting to take the malicious threats seriously and suspected him of being party to the plot. Ford denied this, but later he did write that it was good for the Mormons to have been driven out of the state. The death of the Smith brothers caused turbulence in the Latter-day Saint movement and in the line of succession. Today, the LDS Church reports a membership of more than 16 million. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.